702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ray. How's it going?
Not too bad. I'm looking at the US here. The Baltimore Bridge collapse. It's been a massive story. What's the story behind that? Because apparently all sorts of radio messages and then bang.
Yeah, the container ship that crashed into the bridge has put out distress calls, essentially reporting that it had lost control of its power, a propulsion problem. And given the size of it and the pace of it, it simply could not stop in time. Apparently it dropped an anchor, but it just, nothing was going to hold it back. So it plowed into the bridge. But because a warning was given, it appears that a number of cars and trucks were stopped before they got on the bridge. It was also kind of the middle of the night, not far off 24 hours ago, but middle of the night in Baltimore. Therefore, not so much traffic around anyway. But unfortunately, there were some construction workers fixing potholes on the bridge, of all things. And those six construction workers are missing and now presumed dead, because Baltimore Harbor is deep and currently dark and very cold, and surviving in that even for more than an hour or two would be pretty hard going. But isn't it extraordinary as well, that container ship, the way it hit one end of the bridge, but the whole bridge collapsed, and the bridge is over 2.5 kilometers long.
Wow.
You'd think, really? I guess it's the way that it's interlocked and the tension involved in it. But also, you look at those monster container ships that go in and out of our ports all the time. Was an accident like this always going to happen somewhere in the world? And Baltimore just happens to be the one that got it.
Yeah, it feels like it's something on the Discovery Channel where you have engineering disasters. I'm sure in a few years' time we'll see a whole feature on that. Right, Japan's front foot defense. Now, Japan has been a nation of peace since the Second World War, but now it's got this policy change.
Well, it had pacifist policies by necessity, I mean, partly imposed on it after the Second World War, that they therefore could not go and join other wars, could not send soldiers abroad, could not sell arms abroad. But over the last 10 years or so, it has relaxed. And now we have a sort of final relaxation, if you like, that the Japanese cabinet has approved the export of fighter jets, joint built with the UK and Italy. The Tempest fighter jet can be sold to countries, but with some caveats. So Japan has to have defense pacts with the countries that it sells to. And as long as there's no ongoing conflict, and each individual sale must have cabinet approval. And so there's this shifting, therefore, that Japan is no longer sort of just thinking we can sit back in our deck chairs and keep the pacifist policies. We need to be out there. I mean, it's a little bit scary, perhaps, for some people who have a memory of 80 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, things change in 8 decades, don't they? And Japan has absolutely cited threats posed by China and North Korea. And you can see why, therefore, they're thinking outer defense, not just inner defense.
You have to have something. All right, speaking about North Korea, North Korea's trousers sensor. What is that all about?
Okay, so North Korea's state television channel has censored a ABC gardening program by blurring out the presenter's trousers. The presenter in question is Alan Tiptosh. He's a veteran, nice guy, little Yorkshireman. He loves his garden. He loves his countryside. Not known for racy attire, but now appearing in Korea with a blurred crotch. It seems the issue was that he was wearing Western decadent capitalist jeans. North Korea has damned and banned denim for 30 plus years.
Oh,
I mean, after all, isn't North Korea known for its denim militarized zone, DMZ?
Clever.
Alan Tiptosh, he was not in tight jeans. He was just in normal jeans, and he's 70 plus. Anyway, how they got hold of the program in the first place is odd, because North Korea has its own ban on foreign broadcasting, as indeed there are sanctions that mean that things can't be sold to North Korea. So somebody must have stolen it on a memory card or a disc, or they nicked it off a satellite. They smuggled it in somehow. There it ends up, also that they could end up with some blurred bourgeois slacks.
Oh, my word. You can't make this stuff up. Okay. Banning denims in North Korea. Adam Gilchrist in The World View, thank you very much. Good to chat to you again.